It's the 30th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The recent spending package unveiled by Bedford Borough's Conservative councillors has been criticised by the opposition, who have voiced their concerns about extensive borrowing. The capital programme targets health resources in Kempston, Wixhams and Great Barford, education with the construction of a primary school in Sharnbrook, economic growth in Bedford's town centre, an upgrade of borough leisure facilities, road projects targeting Paula Radcliffe Way and Prebham Street, and the completion of Bedford's canal infrastructure connection to the Milton Keynes waterway. Labour councillors, however, are troubled by the £53 million in borrowing that would be necessary to fund the projects and its effect on the borough's future financial health. A knife crime incident at the Spinney in Bedford left a teenage boy with injuries that required hospital treatment. The attack, which took place on Saturday afternoon, left the victim with wounds that were not life-threatening. Police are appealing for witnesses. Labour councillors in Luton have sent a letter to Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer calling on him to push for a diplomatic approach in the resolution of hostilities between Israel and the Palestinian people in Gaza. The correspondents stressed that if nothing is done, there'll be an increase in hate crime and violence on our streets, adding, "Our communities want a Labour Party taking proactive measures, even outside of government, to foster meaningful change." Veranda in Ampthill has been named Bedfordshire's best Indian restaurant and takeaway, securing 75% of all votes. In second and third, respectively, were Deshi Spice and Blue Monk, both in Bedford. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.